Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we are actually continuing our ride and journey, our family-friendly fun time through the Fast and Furious universe, Mason.
The Fast Saga.
Thank you.
Yeah. Which, of course, is spanned several decades.
Yep.
And we've always said our rule of thumb for this franchise is, of course, that the fifth one is where it gets good. And we've applied that to all movie franchises and all aspects of our lives. But I don't know if it's ever worked.
It's never been true outside of this franchise.
The problem, of course, here is we're not talking about 5. We're talking about 4. And before you get to 5, the one where everything gets good again, you got to go to 4, which is the one where it was kind of fine, I guess.
Exactly. Please leave a like. Do you remember, though,
as we talk about this movie that's fine, I guess.
Do you remember, though, being in theaters for the lead up to this, and then there was the trailer reveal that both Brian and Vin Diesel...
No, I don't remember that, because I tapped out at this point.
No.
Because 3 was bad, in my opinion.
No, 3's good. 3's one of the better ones. And there was like an audible cheer from the audience to see these two back together.
I mean, that's only because you went to the cinema with your Hot Rodders fan club, obviously.
That's true, yeah. That's part of it. This, though, feels...
It's fortunate for you guys that the movie theater is 45 seconds from where you live, so you can all drag off at the lights. And, yeah, you know, the thing with the front of the car flips up.
Seems stupid to do that.
Yeah, right? That's why they call them stupid mobiles. This movie isn't great, so what we should do is we should court a bunch of controversy by calling a bunch of people stupid in this video.
Well, I just remembered that the last time we did these, I said something about how if you're super into cars and you like manifolds and exhaust ports and all that, you're just a nerd for cars. And
that's okay. Or Star Wars, if they're exhaust ports.
Or Star Wars, yeah. But everybody's a nerd for something, and you're just a car nerd, and that's okay.
That's right.
You big car nerd.
That's right. Get into something cool that we like stamps.
Or Fast and Furious 4, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
So this is basically Fast and Furious 2, though, right?
Yeah.
Because it kind of touches on the other movies, not really, and then just goes, well, Vin and... the fuck's his name?
Brian.
Thank you. Vin and Paul Walker are back together.
Brian
Mason.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm sure you have some production details there.
Not really.
There's
not a lot of information
about
this.
Well, then let's just take some
wild... Nobody talks about this one.
Well, let's make some wild speculation and say three... people didn't love the casting, or they didn't love, you know, that it diverted from previous.
It's a spin-off
fast
movie.
Yeah. People didn't like it diverted from the previous continuity, and they're like, we just want Vin back. We want Brian back.
Yeah.
Vin and Brian.
And we know Vin was in the last one, but that didn't really count, Mason. Mm.
So this is more of a back to basics.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the Force Awakens of Fast and Furious movies.
It totally is, Mason. So it's interesting because this is really like Fast and Furious 2, and Fast and Furious 3... is actually Fast and Furious 6 in the timeline.
Oh, no.
Because this movie, of course, opens with Han being alive, which is fine because nobody saw 3, if you look at the box office numbers.
Should have been a moment where everybody, the people in the... they're like, Jesus Christ! What are you doing back in the crew, Han? You're dead, mate.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see that accident I was in? I thought nobody saw that.
Yeah.
But you know, it goes back to the basics of, you know, it's got an on-road heist. It's got street racing. It's got a focus on car and car nerd culture, Mason.
That's right.
All of those things.
Those hot rodders and so forth.
But the thing is, it did pay off because this made more money than the previous ones upon coming out. And Vin Diesel actually wanted to make 4 and 5 back-to-back, but Universal kind of wanted to see, like, is this a viable franchise? And I think that was a good thing.
Well, he's got his wish now, doesn't
well,
he?
Well, absolutely.
10 and 11 together.
Actually, no, they're not filming those together.
Well,
he wanted to, or they were going to.
I've combined them in my mind together, so you win, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You're living rent-free in my head, Vin Diesel.
But I think, though, by shooting this and then seeing it was successful, it allowed them to go bigger in the next one, which is the better and probably best one of the franchise, Mason. Anyways, I love that Vin Diesel has Sherlock car detective powers.
I have written Dom uses his detective vision because, of course, we learn that Letty has, Michelle Rodriguez's character has died off camera.
Yep.
And he thinks it's a bit suspicious, so he's got to get out there. He's got to get out there to the street in which she was supposedly killed.
Yep.
The detective vision happens. He gets into his mind palace, his mind garage, if you will.
His mind car hole.
That's right. And he sees the cars flip around and he licks a bit of motor oil off the asphalt and he's like, this was actually a murder, I think. I mean, maybe it was a murder before, but it's definitely a murder now.
I mean, it technically wasn't a murder because she's alive.
She is alive. It's true, yeah.
But his mind powers didn't go that far.
No, that's true. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I reckon present day Dom,
yeah,
his mind powers would have been like, she ain't dead.
Yeah, he would have figured it out.
I can smell family, and family's still alive. Also, there's a scene in this movie where Vin is attempting to track down the people with the knowledge he needs, and he releases a hanging engine over the top of somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And he holds it just by a fine chain, and you see him struggling there. Mm. 10 or 11 Vin Diesel wouldn't be struggling.
Absolutely, you know? Not, yeah. He'd be eating a sandwich.
That's right.
With one hand and holding the guy with another hand, and then his dick would be holding the engine block.
That's right.
It's also the introduction of the character and also the actor, Gal Gadot, for the first time in a big acting role. I forgot that her initial kind of introduction was, ooh, I love Vin Diesel so
much.
Ooh, he's so tortured and handsome.
Ooh, wow, what's your number, Vin Diesel?
I also love that he uses his Sherlock...
I love his stupid hot rods, Vin Diesel. Ooh.
I like how also he uses his detective skills on her because he assesses her as 20% angel, 80% devil. Remember, he just does that, that weird like breakdown of her personality. My goodness, yeah. I love
that
this has that classic... I don't know if
also,
it's...
Also, Letty just died, as far as he knows. Settle down, Vin.
I mean, he didn't, though, did he? He didn't.
No, he didn't. That's true, yeah.
He didn't, Mason.
He didn't. That is very true.
Yeah.
As he knew, I guess.
He probably knew deep down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also love in this movie how, and I don't know whether this is strictly like a Fast and Furious thing, but it's a guy watching a funeral while another guy watches you at the funeral.
Oh, no, I feel that's classic mob movie stuff, I think.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Something I love, as we're going through these movies, I think we should make a record of anybody who could be a villain in subsequent movies or come back as an ally.
Or they've got a brother or something.
Exactly. So guy in the gas truck with the pet lizard.
Oh, okay.
Who they just murder.
You think the lizard?
Yep, I do think, yeah. The lizard be like, you killed my brother. My brother's the man. You thought I was his pet, but we're brothers. But they just, first of all...
He's just hauling fuel.
Look, also, he's absolutely not being paid enough to defend all this gas with his life, just shooting at these guys. I'd just be like, yeah, you can have it, honestly.
Care.
But anyway, they just fling him off a cliff.
Yeah.
They just hit him. They just hit his truck with another truck or whatever.
No, he rolls out. He jumps out before.
Oh, okay, all right.
He must have looked at your phone for
20 to 30 minutes. Sure, absolutely. Well, then he's back for revenge. Did his lizard survive?
Maybe his lizard died.
And then
you killed my brother who was a lizard. You thought he was my pet, but we were brothers.
That's right. How could we have possibly known that? Use your detective vision, Vin. No, it only works on cars.
And women.
Yeah.
But there is a big bad guy in this. And there
oh, okay, him.
Yeah.
Also the guy that Vin hangs out a window. He could be back, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't drop him, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, either of these guys could be like, I'm going to kill you for what you did for me. Or like, I respect you now. I'll be on the team.
Yeah. It normally ends up being that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My skill's lizards.
Just lizards?
You need lizards to get in. You need to block the road with some lizards. I got lizards. I'll bring the lizards
in. We have drones now, but I mean, you could bring your lizards if you want.
Thanks, man. It's just nice to be part of a team. We're so lonely out there on the road.
I bet, yeah. But I didn't love the big reveal in this that the bad guy was just the guy who was second in charge to the bad guy.
Yeah.
But it was like, he's the guy whose name I can't remember the name of the bad guy. But we looked it up just before this. He's back in Six, apparently.
I saw Six recently. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Uh-huh. It might be a flashback. We'll get to it. We're going to do 4 to 7.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
But not 8?
Well, no, because 7's kind of, I feel like, a definitive endpoint, you know, and then it enters a different era of the Fast-verse,
okay.
You know?
I think you're imagining those eras, quite frankly.
No, because that's the last Paul Walker one also.
Ah, right, okay.
I think you're forgetting the death of Paul Walker, Mason.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Why is Nitro Meth cheating? He's like, you use Nitro Meth. And he's like, oh, I beat you up for saying that.
Even thinking it.
Can't
Who's
you just,
thinking it?
Can't you just put anything in your car? What does it matter?
Look, if I were a street racer, and who knows, I might be.
Oh.
You don't know.
I don't.
I would simply store enough NOS in my car that I could just run at maximum speed all the time.
The whole time,
and then I just win all the races.
I'm sure there's some car nerds who will tell you that that's not possible. But I agree with you.
Mm.
It is possible. And why don't they do it?
That's right.
Yeah.
God, we would win so many races.
I know.
You're absolutely right. It's probably, I reckon probably now.
I'd be fine.
It'd be using the nitro meth would be fine.
Yeah.
If it, in fact, it is real, which it probably isn't.
I mean, I know it wasn't a race, but in later movies, they use like a rocket to the moon or whatever.
It's true.
I think it's all right.
We're on a rocket to the moon.
Oh, man.
Ludicrous. We're on a rocket to the moon. Thanks, Tyrese. We are in a rocket to the moon.
We are. I love that we're the comic relief now, Tyrese. That's good for us, I think.
It's really good for us. I mean, the plot of this one is, I mean, we haven't touched on it because it's not really that important, but the plot is that the bad guy, he needs to smuggle heroin across some borders.
But how?
Well, he's got the way to do that is to get the best street races.
But how?
Have them race and then just be like, have them race in some sort of weird Need for Speed virtual world scenario.
Oh, you mean with their GPS
with their
system?
Little, with their little VR GPS systems,
like, go now.
But like...
do big turn.
Is that the guys you want smuggling heroin? Just the guys who are best at races?
Yeah. Because you got to race through that tunnel at speed.
Yeah, you sure do.
I feel like you could pull...
You've got to go through the tunnel. There's only a minute to get through the tunnel. You're nearly out of time. Oh, you've done it. It's fine.
Why do they need, like, why can't they just stay in the tunnel?
They should just stay in the
helicopter.
I don't know. They were like, they're going to see you. What, in the tunnel? Are they? There's a guy coming. He's going to see you. Just wait a bit then, I reckon. He's got to go home eventually.
You could put
He's got to go for lunch.
You could put a bunch of, like, drugs on a donkey and, like, walk her through the tunnel.
Or a lizard.
Okay. Or
a swarm of lizards. I'm just saying.
That is interesting. That's interesting that's you say that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I see the value in that. But I don't know. It feels like this is the last time these movies were allowed to be like just two blokes. Right. Because there are like peripheral characters in this that we see return. Uh-huh. But very quickly, like, lady's killed off. Gal Gadot like falls in love and disappears or whatever.
Sure.
Han goes to Tokyo to die 7 movies later and whatever.
Yeah.
This is the last one that it's just like we're two blokes having a good time. And from here it had to be like there's 9 people in all of these movies now and you need to remember where they all are.
That's true.
At every point in time. But I don't think that's necessarily a strength because like the end of this movie is like a tunnel collapses. Like that's the big kind of thing. And then you know, they crush mother's milk with the car or whatever. So that's you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's not as cool as dragging a safe into somebody's head or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. This one, it misses the mark for me because it doesn't have the over-the-top stuff we see in subsequent movies.
Yeah.
But what we do see of the car chases, they're not hugely exciting. The most thrilling thing that happens, I think, throughout most of the movies, that moment where Paul Walker, like, drives his car down a hill. Like, he drives it through some wooden slats and stairs and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, nice work. You're back on time now.
Yeah, that's
right. You're not running late anymore, Paul Walker. Good work. But there's a little too much, like, CG in it.
Especially in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want some green trivia?
Mm-hmm.
And also the guy who shouts Rodney?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, man. So, Vin Diesel, as compensation for making this movie and also not being able to do 4 and 5 back-to-back, he was allowed to direct an 18-minute short film, which is a prequel to this movie, which is available on the DVD if you love DVDs. It also introduces Leo and Santos and establishes Dom's friendship with Han. So that's cool.
That is cool.
So, yeah.
Did we watch that?
No. I didn't watch it for this.
I didn't watch it, no.
I mean, I'll probably watch it before this comes out, and I might think of one thing to say.
Terrific.
But that's not worth me watching it for 18 minutes, I feel. If you're a car nerd, you tell me what you think of it. Friendship. I don't want something that's just about friendship.
Yuck.
Gross.
God.
At around an hour 22 in this movie, Dom says to his sister Mia, "How do you say goodbye to your only brother?" And that's a sick burn on John Cena.
That's right.
For many movies down the line.
Yeah,
Who's to say? Mm. I mean, I know he was like, "You're not my brother anymore because you killed my dad in a dad race car or whatever."
Yes.
You know, I understand all of that.
As far as we know, maybe he's still alive. We don't know yet. Maybe they swapped him out.
Yeah, they may have. Mm. Yeah.
They swapped him out for a bunch of lizards in a race suit.
But the box office for this, like, despite nobody really remembering this or seeing it, this outgrossed all the previous Fast and Furious movies and made the amount that the third movie made, which is actually the sixth movie or something, in its first weekend alone.
Huh.
So the idea of going back to what that first movie was with
a couple of dudes
and whatever, it helped immensely.
Yeah.
Also, with a budget of only $85 million, it had a $360 million international box office, Mason.
My goodness.
So the Fast and Furious franchise was definitely back, but I don't think off the back of this they knew what was going to happen, I feel, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this was probably still within the era, like, Vin Diesel was still, like, pushing XXX.
No, I think it was prior. It was in between his XXX movies.
Oh, I see, right.
And post his Riddick movies also.
Okay.
Maybe he did a Witch Hunter movie or whatever the one he did.
Right.
He was doing those, like...
Yeah.
I'm the
Easter Bunny now.
Exactly.
I'm the Easter Bunny now.
What movies was he doing in this era? Like, genuinely.
Great question, James. If only there was a way we could look that up.
Mm. I'm just checking.
Oh, also Dwight. Dwight could be back.
In The Office.
No, well, yes, but also... I mean, you can't rule anything out these days. But Dwight was that guy. He was that little guy with the blonde hair, and he's like, hey, hey, you know that guy?
Oh, like the redneck dude or whatever.
Yeah. And then Brian plants drugs on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes to prison. That's right. So anyway, he could be back either as a nemesis, or he could be like, I always respected how Brian planted drugs on me. I'm on the team now.
Absolutely. Anyways, you know, sometimes these are shorter because the movies are like whatever, you know?
Absolutely.
But we're gearing up.
Yeah.
All right?
If anything, that's the movie's fault, not our fault.
That's right. But if you do want to see our take on Fast Five early, you can actually head over to BigSandwich.co, where in addition to early videos, there's bonus podcasts, there's movie commentaries,
right.
There's video game Let's Plays. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll play one of the Fast and Furious games, Mason.
Are there Fast and Furious
there's
games?
There's so many. There's a few. I want to play Crossroads. You know that recent one where everyone was like, boo, why did you make this?
I don't remember that at all.
Boo, everybody.
No, don't remember this.
I want to play it.
Okay.
I bought it the week it came out, full price, and I've never played it.
Incredible.
So I need an excuse to play it.
Will it even run now on any modern
hardware?
Yeah,
it's apparently a PS4 game.
Huh.
It's like a couple years old. Look, I need to...
write it off on your tax return.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand, sure. It just, it taunts you every night, like, hey, you can't write me off another until you play me. That's right. You pay full price, mate.
I can't believe I bought that fucking game. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday, Sunday, ad-free at BigSandwich.co. It's got its own YouTube channel.
That's right.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify's, whatever.
And every fifth podcast, it gets good again.
That's right.
For a couple of podcasts, and then it's bad again.
Yep.
And then you just got to ride it out for a bit, you
That's
know?
Right. And then we just take it back to two blokes.
That's right.
And then it gets good again. Yeah.
All right, we throw away all the bells and whistles, just two blokes.
Sometimes a lizard.
Yeah.
All right, thanks everyone.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.